We're doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we're up to the laws of Shabbos. So, the last time we discussed the obligation to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum, the obligation to read over the Parsha twice, and then once with a commentary. And over here he discusses that Rashi is also considered like a commentary. Ordinarily we say read it twice and then once with the translation, but really Rashi is good enough, even though it's not a translation and Rashi doesn't comment on every word, but that's still okay. He points out over here that the ideal way to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is to spend every day a few minutes going through that section, that aliyah. So you divide the parsha into seven segments, and that way you could read it slowly and you can understand what you're doing. If a person doesn't have time to do a translation plus Rashi, then better you do Rashi and not a translation, because this way you'll get a better understanding. Here I might add, guys often ask me what they should do, and I recommend in your learning, there are two types of learning. There's skill and information. Certain learning you do here in Machon Meir is to develop skills. You spend your time learning how to read Hebrew. You spend your time learning how to read Mishnah, Gemara. Those are skills. Then there's information. There's certain information you have to have. I can tell you when I was in seventh grade already, I was getting tested every week on the Parsha with Rashi. As a child, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, for 6 years running, every year I'd get tested on the Parsha with Rashi. It was my responsibility. By ninth grade, they weren't teaching it to me anymore. It was my responsibility to review it on my own. All I got from ninth grade onward was a test every Sunday on the whole Parsha with Rashi. You guys have to fill in the gaps. And here, people sometimes spend a lot of time trying to learn Rashi in Hebrew. And I say, at this stage of the game, better you know what Rashi has to say, so you have that background. It's a basic part of the average person's background in Judaism. So I recommend that people go through the parsha with Rashi in English. We have translations of Rashi. If you understand 80%, that's great. Spend 2 or 3 years doing that, so you're familiar with Rashi's pshat in the stories of the Tanakh. After that, you could start working on understanding the Hebrew and Rashi. But first, get the information. I don't feel like that's a place we should invest our time at this stage of life, gaining the skills. First, you got to get that information. It's got to be a part of you. Remember, the average kid from third grade up is being taught Rashi's interpretation before he can even read Rashi inside. The average kid knows Rashi. It should be a part of how we look at the Tanakh in general. For sure, the Torah. So that's why that's my recommendation. And here for Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum, so okay, so you could go through the Rashi commentary.
Which page?
What do you mean which page? No, we're not in that book. This is a different book. If a person's ill, or he's blind, or he's having eye trouble, or he's illiterate, so then he doesn't have the obligation to read Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. It's not like he has to drive himself crazy over it. When Yom Tov comes, so then one does not have to read the Parsha of Yom Tov, nor does one have to read the Haftarah. There is a custom that people do read through the Haftarah once before Shabbos. Even if on Shabbos we're going to read a different Haftarah, the custom is to read that week's Haftarah. And that brings us to the conclusion of the laws of Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum, the rabbinic institution to review the Parsha twice before Shabbos together with a translation.